Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thanks for being here with us. It's said that birds are some of nature's best ambassadors, but who is the ambassador for the birds? Well, in Juno, we have Brenda Wright, the program manager for the Juno Audubon Society. And Brenda, we always start off by checking in with you about your recent bird watching experiences.
Well, this has been a really interesting past week. There's a lot of interesting things around the Dredge Lake areas. There's warblers, American red starts, different kinds of ducks, baby ducks. That's always fun to see this time of year. And everybody's singing. So it's a very full, the forest is full of songs.
And we've got one for you. You heard it just a moment ago, but I'll play it again. This is the Pacific Slope Flycatcher. Now, that one's pretty musical, Brenda.
Yeah, I was ever so glad to hear this one today because the mosquitoes were crawling inside my glasses to get to me.
Yes, flycatcher is a good thing to have this time of the year. So our next one is the marbled murrelet. Tell us about that bird.
Well, this bird lives with us all year round. It's a very small alcid. It's only about 7 or 8 inches long. And it likes to live high in old growth trees or on cliffs. So you might see this tiny brown marine bird flying over your head every twice or two or three times a day when they're feeding their babies.
Boy, that one just kind of sends chills down my spine.
Yeah, they tend to really talk to each other a lot. So you might be way out, way from shore and see this little tiny bird and it's making calls like that because they're keeping in touch with their mate.
So we got a number of warblers around, but this one that you picked out for us today is the Wilson's warbler. Tell us about that bird.
Well, I do believe this is our smallest warbler that we have come visit with us. It's a mostly yellow, but it's got a bright black cap, which really distinguishes it from the others.
Boy, that's just lovely.
They're actively calling. Almost everywhere in town I go, I can hear, even by the governor's mansion.
So give us some pointers. We're approaching solstice. What can we expect this weekend? Do you think we get more activity during solstice when there's more daylight?
The thing for birds is that this early daylight makes them very, very active early in the morning. If you happen to have a window open in your home, I'm sure you're going to hear birdsong quite early. The varied thrush, the robins, most of the warblers, and all the flycatchers are happy to greet the sun. So they get quite quiet after about 6 hours of daylight. So it's best to go out and listen early if you can, between 8 and 10 a.m. or so.
So how much longer can we expect to just have primetime bird watching?
Well, it's really fun this time of year because there's so many young ones starting to leave the nest. And every single young bird that learns how to fly begs from its parents for a while, hoping to get fed continuously. So you get to see him even better.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Brenda Wright, with the Juno Audubon Society, for pointing out three birds to watch this week. Thanks.
Thank you.
And that will do it for Juno Afternoon. Thank you for joining the conversation. Whether you're celebrating the solstice, Juneteenth, the Juno Maritime Festival, or Father's Day, from all of us at KTOO, have a wonderful weekend.